Don't worry. Help is coming. We're sending troops from the main roster. Don't worry. Your denuded brand will soon be performing once again. After all, NXT have lost Dijak. Well, I'm glad he's gone to the main roster because he wasn't doing anything on NXT and he was really doing well with what he got, which wasn't much. Mello's gone. Blair Davenport's gone. Who else has gone? Hulk Hogan, he's gone. Abe Knuckleball Schwartz, he's gone. Ilya Dragunov, did I say that? Yeah, he's gone. Now, Ilya, you know, he's a fantastic talent, and he wasn't given the opportunity that he should have been given with the title, I don't believe. I believe he would have been an awful lot better off if he'd had better people to work with, and if we hadn't had the Trick Williams time, and he wasn't playing second fiddle to that. I mean, Tony D'Angelo's, I like him, but he's not really world championship material, is he? Anyway, he's gone now, and Baron Boredom's gone back to the main roster. Yeah, don't quite know if he'll be excited about that. I mean, I did like him with the Wolf Dogs, but that was a brief moment of respite, really. Anyway, they've all gone, and so we really need some help. Actually, they probably do, because this is the Trick Williams period, isn't it? It came out, you know, Booker did the I like it thing. Sound like he was from the West Country then. And he's not, obviously. He's not anywhere near Bristol or Bath or... It's the only places I know in the West Country. What else have we got? Norwich? It's not in the West Country, is it? Anyway, I live in UK. I don't even know where things are. Now, he's talking about how it's the Want That Trick era, which it is, but he's not allowed to talk for long before Lash Legend comes out. And we had a very interesting situation with them. You know, when they lip-locked, I thought, well, this would be quite good. A kind of Romeo and Juliet, star-crossed lovers type thing. Him with the good guys and Supernova, no, Metaphor, that's right, with the bad guys, and they have to meet illicitly because you can't let Noam Dar know you're meeting, and you can't let Mello know you're meeting either. But it's not done that, has it? It's not been that kind of interesting situation. She slapped him last time he went in for a smooch, I think. Or did she just slap him anyway? I can't remember. I'm less interested now because I thought they were going to do something interesting with it, and they're not. So I'm less interested. Anyway, out she is with an envelope. I don't know if it's got her new 10x8 photos in. I'm not sure. I think she just went out and got some new ones done, some new shots, and maybe she's taking them to Ava's desk. However, actually, what am I saying? Ava hasn't actually got a desk, has she? She just stands outside the office. I think that Shawn Michaels has locked the door. I think he's in there with his toenails about 15 feet long. A la, apparently, Howard Hughes, allegedly. And he's watching 14 TVs and gorging on cream cakes, I think. Somebody told me that. I don't know, but that's what I've been told. Anyway, she's got this envelope and they just talk. They just talk. I mean, she lip-locked, or they lip-locked. She slapped him. That was a few weeks ago, WWE. Are you only picking this up now? Yes, you are. She's got the envelope, doesn't say what's in it. She leaves. That's not a good way to start the Trick era. It's not a good way to do it. It's really weak. And the brand itself appears a bit weak. because I'm wondering what other top liners you've got. Who else is your main top villain? Who is it? Joe Gacy? Sean Spears? He'll be here later. Ridge Holland? Sadly, so will Ridge. Is that it? Who have you got? Now, the women's side is looking a bit better, actually. But you've got Oba Femi, of course. And that's about it. It's not looking too good. Now, they should really have brought a few people on, shouldn't they? But what they've been doing for ages is saying, don't worry, we'll fill the holes with people from the other brand. No, actually try and get those NXT performers over. That might be a good idea. Now, I don't run the WWE. I'm not even gorging on cream cakes I've had my moments, but not recently. And it's more chocolate for me, really. But I know what needs to be done. And you need to get your own people over. Who have they tried to do that with before? Evans. He's done all right. Riley Osborne. Oba Femi, of course. And not looking too good, is it? Now, let's get back to this episode, which wasn't too good either. Ariana Grace and Gigi Dolin are at dinner, and you know Ariana Grace is trying to feminise her. So old-fashioned, this. Really is. It's a kind of, my word, she's got it. It's that sort of, you know, Rex Harrison and, you know, the rain in Spain stays mainly. That, you know? Yeah. NXT is not what I wanted to be. That thing. And they're at dinner and they're running down the matches that are coming. Because this is the second night of spring break. Hey, everybody, it's spring break. Okay, that's, they don't really mention that very much. Although we see a package from the first night, they don't really mention it because you've had the main event, Dragunov versus Trick Williams, because they wanted to get that done for the draft, didn't they? So what we're left with here is an underground match, Lola Vice versus Natalya. It's not a main event. Not a main event. Really, what you do want is it to be in the middle of the evening at a separate location in the dark where Shane McMahon can get all sweaty and excited about the fighting. Remember when he used to do that? Hard to watch. Anyway, the whole thing is based around Gigi Dolin taking a drink of water and then burping loudly. Ariana Grace really sells this as if she were, as if there was an odour to it. But there isn't, because they aren't eating anything. And she's drinking water. So there won't be anything like that, will there? But she does gamely try to sell it. No sale, but at least she tried. Now, Oba Femi is facing Ivar. Ivar's not going to win this because he's not on this brand. And Oba Femi is the new North American champion. However, Ivar does not have a go, and he shows us some fantastic work in this. Oba Femi can't really keep up. So, Ivar's given the second entrance here, so Oba Femi's out first. Just shows you how important they think their North American champion is. So you've got Ivar knocking down Femi, who bails and receives a senton outside. Poor spine buster, but then Oba Femi is huge, so Ivar did get him up in that. And then you've got Oba Femi sending him to the ropes, but then receiving a low crossbody on the outside. Cannonball from Ivar from the top to the outside. Spin kick. Femi does get him up on into the Samoan drop. There's a "this is awesome" chant. If you like big blokes wrestling in that wrestling ring, it is. But I don't think it's particularly important, I'll tell you that. However, Ivar's moonsault is just incredible. And there's the Ober Femi powerbomb for the pin. Femi didn't look very strong, and he looked even weaker when Wes Lee came out and they looked at each other as if to say, who are you? I know you, you're the North American champion. I don't remember you, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And then we had Thea Hale and Fallon Henley talking on the way to the ring, and we couldn't hear what they were saying because of the Wes Lee chant. Oh dear, it just didn't work. Thea Hale's overexcited, of course. She's facing JC Jayden. JC hits a senton and pulls her down to the mat, smacks her face on the mat, actually, by her hair. Thea Hale off the second rope hits a sort of coffin drop, actually. They were both down, which was good wrestling entertainment. Who's going to get up first? I don't know. I've got to keep watching just for that. Then you've got a Hale Michinoku driver, which is nice. Great JC Jayden super kick. JC Jayden's friends, including Jasmine Nix, and I can't remember who they are, and I'm not too bothered either. Then they sort of hit each other on the outside. Hale gets the Kimura for the pin, and then Fallon Henley turns on Thea Hale. Why? Because they've got nothing for Fallon Henley to do. They know that they think she's good, but they don't know why. And they want to keep her because they know she's got something, but they don't know what it is. So they turned her heel in the hope that that'll be what it is. Spoiler alert, it won't. No, it won't. They just don't know what to do with her, and later on, Kalani Jordan will be very upset. Well, not upset, I wouldn't go that far. She's kind of mildly peeved that Fallon Henley has gone bad. It weren't great, and it was only there to show us that Fallon Henley has gone bad. Natalya and Petrovic are sparring in the back. They spar for about 10 seconds, and Petrovic tells Natalya, you're ready. Or maybe we could warm up for a bit first. No, you're ready. I might pull a hamstring. No, get out there. Unfortunately, we've got quite a lot of the show to go, including Anderson and Gallows versus the new DuPont and Igwe. Big smacks from Igwe. Anderson and Gallows do tag in quickly. You know I don't like them. Good Gallows worked headlock. DuPont hits a dropkick. Big dude to hit that dropkick. Very nice. But you've got a Gallows big kick and they win. And why would you do this? Why would you big up a new tag team and bring them in to face a tag team who are not really setting NXT alight at the moment and have them lose on their first night? They haven't just kicked the fire, they've micturated on it and then put it in a freezer and then buried all the remains. It's just nonsense. And so is Ava on the phone being all self-satisfied as if she's doing a really good job. People keep telling her, hey, you're doing a great job. The hours will be long, you know. As Stephen Regal said. Not in that accent, but sort of. I'm going to Blackpool tomorrow, you know. Looking forward to it. I might paddle in the sea. That is where Stephen Regal got his first chance, you see. Fighting people in a wrestling booth on a circus type thing. Yeah, read the book. It's called Walking a Golden Mile. That's the golden mile I'm going to be walking tomorrow. Maybe not a mile. I'm too old for that. Maybe about 14 feet. Okay, so Ava's self-satisfied, and apparently there will be a battleground because we see how many have gone, and this will be for a women's North American championship. I lost interest, I'm afraid, because out came Jada Parker, Ariana Grace, Sol Ruka, and then Mia Yim to say, well, maybe there'll be a ladder match, maybe there won't, maybe there'll be a, I don't know, Judy Bagwell on a pole match. I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not really interested because it's been suggested by Ava and I'm not massively keen on her work. Right, Spears versus Holland. Something else I'm not massively keen on. Can I just ask again? Why? Rich Holland left. The crowd didn't really seem to care. I thought he came back by aligning himself with Spears. He's not. Spears has kind of got into his head and is now in a kind of feud with him. Spears has just arrived from AEW. You would expect they would big him up. Maybe it's a punishment for going to AEW. I don't know, but they're kind of burying him. And, you know, Hello, Lexis. I see you're in a similar situation. I don't really... I told you, didn't I? I told you to get bored with him. They have done. It seems they got bored with Sean Spears already. Now, this wasn't a good match. The crowd are really quiet because they don't really know... Well, if I was being nice, I'd say that they don't really know who to vote for or who to chant for, who to cheer for. If I'm being honest to myself, I'd say they don't really care who to chant for. And it's a shame because I really like Sean Spears. Rich Holland. Ah. Okay. Spears worked headlock. It keeps it on for ages. There's a moment where Holland takes him off the top and just dumps him. A Holland Uranagi. And you've got a buckle spinebuster and Ridge wins. Doesn't he? Yeah, Ridge won, I think. Did he? Yeah. And I wasn't really interested, to be honest, folks. But Sean Spears buried. Whether he won or not, he's been buried by dint of doing a match with Ridge Holland. Ah, dear. You know, it's not going well when you're in a programme with Ridge Holland. Okay. Here comes AOP with Paul Ellering and, what's he called? Cross. What's he called? Killer Cross? What's he called this time? Kenneth Cross. Kenneth Cross. And Scarlett. And then we've got La Famiglia in a car talking. Oh, he's got nice brakes, this, hasn't it? Yeah, I think they're a bit sharp. Might just get them adjusted. Oh, I like this warm seat. Makes me feel like I've shat myself. Oh, yeah. Does, don't it? They don't really say that, but that's the kind of thing I'm imagining they say, because I didn't really listen. Okay, so we're straight in with this. They're facing Axiom and Frazier. I mean, it's a good match, because it's Axiom and Frazier. And there's a series of dives before the bell onto AOP. They bail, they have to. There's an Axiom hot tag, and Frazier deals with both of them. Then Frazier is thrown into his partner, and there's an atomic drop into a punch from AOP. I like that. Frazier, it's an enziguri. Cross is told to leave the premises because he's being too naughty. Kenneth, you're out of there! And they take the... they try to take the mask off. And in the kerfuffle, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate arrive. And there's the kick from Frazier for the win and the pin. And it's such a shame. It could have had another 5 minutes, this, because the tag team champions are fantastic. And AOP are no slouches, are they? So, it could have been great. And it wasn't. It just wasn't. Because you've got Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I happen to like both of them. But go out there at the 5 minute mark and get that done. It seemed 5 minutes. I wanted 10. Shame. Now, Blade and Inoffe have cats. They've been given a couple of black cats from Brindley Reese, because that's what you want on a wrestling show. Cats. Now, I happen to like cats. I've got one by my side now. You might be able to hear her purring. She has a very loud purr. She's called Zuzu. We have another one called Claude, because that's what he'll do to you when he first arrived from the street. That's what he would do. He's now a very nice cat, and I love cats. I love cats, but I don't really need to see Blade and Inoffe being given a birthday present of... It's not even a birthday present, is it? Of cats. I think you can hear Zuzu now purring quite nicely. She's certainly making a mess of my recorder here. Yeah. Anyway, we've got our main event. We knew we'd get there in the end. It's been a trial, but we knew we'd get there. It's Lola Vice versus Natalia. There's no ropes. The roster are around the ring. Lola looks pensive, which I quite like, actually. Yeah, I quite like that. You know, the sort of sense of what's going to happen next. Well, I'll tell you what happens next. Punches and kicks. Natalia pushed into the people around the ring. They seem very surprised to see her, actually, and almost don't catch her, but they manage to. There is a leg lock from Natalia. Some Lola Vice punches and kicks. A hip attack, which pushes her off the ring onto the roster. Then a suplex on the outside, because it's not just about the underground and the mat and all that this week, or this time. It's about being on the outside, because Natalia is swept onto the announce table. There's some Vice kicks, a triangle, sort of triangle. Natalia fights out. There's another choke from Vice. She drops her on the outside, does Natalia, to break it. I quite liked that. Here's Baszler. preventing the sharpshooter. But Natalya goes after her. They fight. And then Baszler puts Petrovic in a choke or in some kind of hold. But Natalya has to break that hold on Weiss to go out and help her mate. And there was a Lola Weiss backfist. And then some shots for the ref stoppage. Actually, it was all right. It was pretty uncompromising. And I quite like that. But it wasn't any great shakes. And it's not a main event, is it? Particularly not when it's not your main event at all. Your main event is Perez outside the office talking to Ava. She can't get in. She can't get in. She's called for a locksmith. Not here yet. And suddenly Chelsea Green is there because she'll be fighting Perez for the title next week. Help! We need help! Send the main roster over! The thing is, with all those people gone, NXT might need help. It certainly seemed like it did need help on this episode. But I'll tell you what you won't need help with. Going to patreon.com/SNME radio. These segues are like melted butter, smooth as silk. And, I mean, both those images work, I think. And if you want pop culture and wrestling podcasts, including this one, you can skip over this one, and you think, I wouldn't mind paying a bit of money for that. It is a bit of money. It's about $1 a week. And there's loads of them, and they're top quality, and they vary so well, and they'll cover wrestling so well for you. Have a look at it. Download it. I think you'll love it. I know I do. I didn't love NXT. I worry for this brand because who's going to step up and fill those shoes? I can't see anybody. Can you? Ta-ta.